The publicity brought in a lot of new customers. Things, of course, have quieted down some now. On weekend nights, this joint is hopping. You can hardly muscle your way to the bar. Sully was very pleased with all the good press one little bottle of wine had brought him. But as the day neared for the sale to either Mr. K or Mr. Wilson, I noticed Sully growing agitated. If the sale was strictly for money, those two would one-up each other until the cows came home. No, Sully had to have some other ingredient to the sale, something that would help him make a definite decision in favor of one of those two guys. The last piece of the puzzle came to him one night when Patrick Muldoon, that very same man sitting right over there sipping his Guinness, came in and sat down on a stool. He was looking a little down in the mouth.
What's up, Pat?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Well, sure I do. Why would I have asked?
Well,
it's part of the creed.
What creed?
The bartender's creed. We're supposed to serve drinks and lend an ear. We're kind of like psychiatrists with liquor licenses.
They're the best kind.
If I didn't listen to customers' problems, especially loyal customers like you, they'd throw me out of the union. There. Now what's up?
I got canned today.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry to hear that. You've been working there for a long time.
15 years.
That drink's on the house.
Thanks, Sully. I'm going to have to find something soon. My girl's college expenses aren't going to wait. I can't pay for that school with my good looks. That's for darn sure.
You know, old friend, in case I haven't told you lately, I've always admired the way you picked yourself up after your dear wife passed on. Strength. That's what it is.
I didn't have much of a choice. What with my girl? Did I want to curl up into a ball and cry for a long, long time? Huh, sure I did. But my Johnny was depending on me. I couldn't let her down.
She's lucky to have a dad who's so devoted. I don't know if I could do what you've done if my Cheryl passed on.
It's not like I had a choice, Sully. You'd be surprised what you can do when you have to.